الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا، فطوبى للغرباء. رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, I've quoted before yourselves an amazing ayat of the Quran. MashaAllah, every ayat is unique in the Quran, but this is an absolute amazing ayat of the Quran. It's in Surah number 61. It's ayat number 8. This is in the 28th juz of the Quran. It is Surah As-Saff. So inshallah, if you do get a chance afterwards, please do read those three ayats that go one after the other. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ وَهُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَى آخِرِهِ. So inshallah, it's ayat number 7, 8 and 9 in Surah As-Saff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting in this surah, especially in that part of that surah, it's a universal truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighted in the Quran. And you know, we know the challenges that we are going through as an ummah. Everyone knows what are the challenges we are going through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted a timeless truth. Allah ta'ala is highlighting in this ayat that from the beginning of time, there has always been a time where Islam has been suppressed. The haqq and the truth has been suppressed. There, you will always have people who will try and distort the message. You will always have people that will try and destroy Islam. So inshallah, in the context of what we are going through today as a Muslim ummah and the challenges that we are facing, I would like to try and highlight a few things from this ayat of the Quran. I'll just translate the ayat first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They intend to blow out the light of Allah. They intend, the lam is interesting in the Arabic language. See, in the Quran especially, no letter in the Quran is out of position. There is a reason why Allah Ta'ala has mentioned every letter, why it is there. There is a reason. The lam implies they will try by all means possible. By every means at their disposal, they will try to what? They will try to blow out the light of Allah. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, with their mouths, with their tongues. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. Allah Ta'ala will complete His light. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though the kafir and the rejectors and the disbelievers, they detest and they do not like it. Allah Ta'ala will complete His light. This is what me and you are told in this ayat of the Quran. Now inshallah, you know, we need to see what, you know, the enemies of Islam have done over the centuries. Inshallah, as we will go along, inshallah, I'll try and mention a few things in regards to the modern day examples that we can find. And then inshallah, from the time of the Messenger of Allah, going down, how they have tried to try and blow out and extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, I just want to give you a few examples how it started from the time of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. How, see, number one, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا. The word liyutfi'u means to extinguish, to blow out. You know, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nur Allah, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the light referring to in this ayat of the Quran in Surah As-Saff? Number one, it implies the Quran. Because the light of Allah is a guide. See, what does light give you? It gives you guidance. when in the dark, when there is light, it gives you guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in every era when there is darkness of kufr, of shirk, of immorality, of immodesty, Allah ta'ala will give you the light. And what is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is the Quran. So number one, Nur Allah refers to the Quran. Number two, the word Nur Allah refers to the sunnah and the message of the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam. That's number two. Number three, it refers to the teachings of Islam. So this is Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah, where he commentates on this ayat of the Quran, Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. He says, they will try and extinguish the truth by way of their falsehood. There's always been people in the world in every era that will try and extinguish the teachings of the Quran, the teachings of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah Ta'ala says it so beautifully, inshallah. Later on, I will mention to you the beauty of that ayat of the Quran that I've just highlighted before yourselves. It's an amazing, it's a beautiful, beautiful ayat of the Quran. See how they tried to extinguish and light out the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. What did they do in Makkah Mukarramah? So we are not talking about before Islam. Let's talk about the time from the Messenger of Allah's time until, let's say, nowadays. So you got, in the time of the Messenger of Allah, how did they try and wipe out the Quran? How did they try and wipe out the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, even the Messenger of Allah himself? Number one, by way of mockery. They planned against the Messenger of Allah. They plotted, they schemed to the extent of even assassinating the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. You see, what do you do when you want to discredit someone? Now, whatever that individual will say, no one will listen to him. If you say to someone, this individual is, you know, they say, ye pagal hai, he's a madman, he's a majnoon, you name it. The name calling and the defaming of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, they tried every single way possible in Makkah Mukarramah. That's what the Quraysh did. What did they say? The man is a magician. In tattabi'una illa rajulan mashura. He's either a magician or he has been cast a spell upon. Someone has casted a spell on him, so therefore you can't really acknowledge what he has to say. There is no need to listen to what he has to say. Number one, they did mockery and they called him names. Look at the names they called him. Na'udhu billah, they called him Sahir, that he is a magician. Number one. Number two, they called him a Sha'ir, which means he's a poet. And he will, you know, differentiate and he will separate family members. So you should not listen to him. They called him Sha'ir. Number three, they called him a madman. They called him Majnoon. Okay, this individual, he does not have aqal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam in the Quran, Noon, wal qalam, wa ma yasturun, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bimajnoon. Because of the blessing of your Lord, you are not a madman. They call him a kahir. Sorry, they call him a kahin. You know, this is an individual who tells you about the unseen, okay, and he is a kahin. He's he's into astrology, waghera waghera. So, you know, they tried everything in order to try and discredit the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's one thing they did. To the extent that you've got one individual who came to Makkah Mukarramah in the time of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he's called Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi. Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi. This is the same individual from whom eventually Sayyidina Abu Huraira came, from that same tribe, Qabila al-Dawsi, in Yemen. They came from Yemen, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he came from Yemen. And he came, mashallah, he came to Medina Munawwara, he embraced Islam. Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi was the first individual from that tribe. He came to Makkah Mukarramah while Rasulullah was still in Makkah Mukarramah and he had been given the Nubuwa. He's not yet migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. So Rasulullah is still in Makkah Mukarramah. Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi came and the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah knew this man is a very influential man in Yemen. If this individual goes back to Yemen, there is a possibility, okay, a lot of people might come into Islam. So they came up to him and they said, you must make sure, don't listen to him, because he is this, he is this, he is this. They tried everything. You know what he did? He put cotton wool into his ear. So the words of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, do not come into my ear. The Quran says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. Don't listen to the Quran. In fact, you know what? When the Quran is being recited, you need to make a lot of noise and you need to وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ. You must do lagh, you must do entertainment and play so that the Quran does not overpower you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. So Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi says, I used to walk around Makkah Mukarrama and the streets of Makkah Mukarrama with cotton wool in my ears. And then I realized Allah Ta'ala has given me aql. Allah Ta'ala has given me intellect. I am quite intelligent and clever. I can differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. So what does he do? He takes out the cotton wool. He comes to the Messenger of Allah. Alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah speaks to him, reads some ayat of the Quran, and he embraces Islam. And he says, Messenger of Allah, I'm going back to Yemen. I'm going back to Yemen and I will invite the people to Islam. So number one, this is how they attacked the Messenger of Allah. And this is how they tried, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُ نُورَ اللَّهِ. Number one. Number two, they even went to the extent of assassinating the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, the reason I'm telling you all this is exactly what is happening in our time as well. You tell me, are these people, the West, the enemies of Islam, are they not mocking Islam? Are they not calling me and you names? MashaAllah, I'm sure every one of you and me is terrorist. You know, something happens in the media, as soon as that individual is a Muslim, is a terrorist. The suspect is, yes, it is terror-related. Why? Because he's got a Muslim name. But you know, then, mashallah, if it's a non-Muslim name, he was mentally disturbed. You know, he was mentally disturbed. Or example, you know, it's like if he's got a non-Muslim name, he's just recently embraced Islam. And he was radicalized. You know, this is what happened in the time of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam. And Allah is saying, they will try and wipe out the light of Allah, blow out the light of Allah. Number one, mockery. You know, today, people are mocking at our sisters who are wearing hijab. We're not even talking about niqab. We're not talking about face veil. We are talking about those sisters who are wearing just a headscarf. They are being mocked. We see people are being mocked. Why? Because they are dressing in an Islamic way. We see people today being mocked. Why? Because they've got a beard. Number one. Number two, the second way they are trying to wipe out the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of assassination attempt upon the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Why did Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had to migrate from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara? Rasulullah did not want to leave Makkah Mukarrama. This was his hometown. Rasulullah, in the last sight of the Ka'batullah, when Rasulullah was leaving Makkah Mukarrama, he faces the Ka'batullah and what does he say? He says, you are the most beloved of lands to me. Had my community not forced me out of Makkah Mukarrama, I would never have left. I would never have left. In fact, the Sahaba, when they came to Medina Munawwara, so many of them became unwell. So many became ill. You know, a lot of the Sahaba who migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, a lot of them, okay, they became unwell. And this is when Sayyidina Bilal used to make the dua. Sayyidina Bilal used to make a dua, if only I can go back to Makkah Mukarrama and I can see the mountains of Makkah Mukarrama again in my sight. Sayyidina Bilal used to make this dua when he used to become unwell. This is when Rasulullah made the dua. Oh Allah, grant barakah into the people of Makkah Mukarrama. Grant them barakah in Makkah Mukarrama. Rasulullah made dua. So you had assassination attempts for the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. People mocked the Messenger of Allah. People mocked the Messenger of Allah. What did Allah do? Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. People are saying this guy is a madman. But then they're listening to the Quran. And they think, you know, this is not the kalam of a madman. So what happens? Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah Ta'ala will complete his life. There is nothing to worry about. Number two, the assassination attempt of the Messenger of Allah. This is yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. You get rid of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. You've tried to get rid of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Allah saying? Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. That same hijrah of the Messenger of Allah, that people felt we will kill him and we will try and blow out the light of Allah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? The migration of the Messenger of Allah became the means of establishment of a state, Islamic state in Medina Munawwara. It became an entire Islamic state. Why? Because of what happened to the Messenger of Allah and the fact that he was made to migrate and forced to migrate and leave Medina Munawwara. MashaAllah, you know, till today, MashaAllah, Medina Munawwara, and it stayed the headquarters of Islam right until the zamana of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. Sayyidina Abu Bakr ruled from there. Sayyidina Umar ruled from there. Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain ruled from there. Initially, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. Thereafter, he went to Iraq. But you know, that became the center of Islam in the time of the Messenger of Allah. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Number three, they tried to wipe out the light of Islam by torturing the Sahaba in Makkah Mukarramah. Look, you just have to look at the life of Sayyidina Bilal. Sayyidina Bilal. You know when Sayyidina Bilal saw his master Umayyah ibn Khalf in the Battle of Uhud. In the Battle of Uhud, he told all the his colleagues of the Ansar, لا نجوت إن نجا Umayyah. Today, if Umayyah, I am not able to kill Umayyah today, then you know what? For me, this is a loss. Why? Because he was a master of Sayyidina Bilal. And Sayyidina Bilal, the way he was tortured in Makkah Mukarrama is, you know, this is the individual who gave the greatest sacrifice in Islam at that time in Makkah Mukarrama. This is why. Do you realize why Sayyidina Bilal was the individual in Islamic history? He's the only one individual that has ever climbed the roof of the Kaaba to give adhan from the roof of the Kaaba. There's only one individual, Sayyidina Bilal. Why? Because he was the one who raised the name of Allah, Ahad, 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 in front of Abu Jahl, in front of Umayyah, Utba, Shayba, Rabi'ah, Safwan ibn Umayyah, initially Abu Sufyan, and you name it. He was the one who raised the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Makkah Mukarramah. So now we are at peace in Makkah Mukarramah. Muslims have control of Makkah Mukarramah. You get Bilal to climb the roof of the Kaaba. And he's the only one man in history who gives the azan from the roof of the Kaaba. See how Sayyidina Bilal was tortured. Look at Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat. There's a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari in the chapter of Marda. When you are sick, are you allowed to do Kayyum Binarin? Kayyum Binar is cauterization, where you take a metal rod, you heat it up in the fire, and then you apply it on the impacted area. Why? Because then it becomes numb. So example, someone is in a lot of pain. Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat was made to lie down in the scorching heat of the Arabian desert in the afternoon. And then stone, hot boiling stone, was put onto his chest. Sayyidina Umar, when he saw the chest and the back of Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat, he says, I swear by Allah, I've never seen anyone's back to the extent of the back of Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat. Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat says, I swear by Allah, had I not heard the Messenger of Allah say, it is forbidden for an individual to desire death, then because of the pain I am going through, I would have desired death. لَتَمَنَّيْتُ الْمَوْتِ. But I heard the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, that we can't do that. We can't ask Allah Ta'ala for death. Yes, you can say, Allahumma ahyini ma kanatil hayatu khayran li, wa tawaffani idha kanatil wafatu khayran li. Oh Allah, give me life until life is good for me, and give me death when death is best for me. So you know, they tried torturing tactics against the Muslims. But alhamdulillah, people are still coming into Islam. In Medina Munawwara, how many people that were tortured? You know, I'm asking you the question. How many were tortured in Makkah Mukarramah that left Islam? I don't think you'll find one single example where they were tortured. It made them only solidified in their faith. So that was another way. Another way, they tried to distort Islam and change Islam. What did they do? Bribe. What did they do to the Messenger of Allah in Makkah Mukarramah? They tried to bribe him. They gave him, you know, we will give you all the wealth that you want, we'll give it to you. In fact, we will give you our marriage alliances as well. You can choose any lady in Makkah Mukarramah and we will get you married to her. Is that not the tactic that the West are also playing today in regards to bringing people or taking people away from Islam? Bribe, you know, you believe me. Look at our Islamic, look at Muslim countries. Look at Saudi Arabia. I don't know, wallahu alam, I don't know why they're doing what they are doing, mashallah. Right next to Arafat, there's a university nearby. It's called Jami'a Ummul Qura in Makkah Mukarramah. Right near there, they are opening Hollywood Bollywood cinema right on the edge. you know, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala maaf kare today, you know, do you call them Arabs? Because, you know, Arab blood is something else. You know, Arab blood, you look at the blood of the Arabs in the time of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam. Anyway, so this is also another tactic that they played. Another tactic against the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, was what? Boycott. Where Rasulullah, alayhi salatu salam, and Banu al-Muttalib, Banu Hashim, the two immediate families of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, they were the ones that were boycotted for 3 years in Makkah Mukarramah. Did that not happen? That also happened in Makkah Mukarramah. But mashallah, you know, and this is what is happening today in Gaza. And inshallah, I guarantee you, there will not be one Muslim in Gaza that will lose his Islam or leave Islam because of the torture and the pain and the genocide and the oppression and everything else that they are going through. You show me one example. They will say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. They are still saying, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. They're still saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inna kunna min az-zalimin. MashaAllah, this is what? Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau kariha al-kafirun. And inshallah, you can carry on. I'm just going to give you a few examples of in the time of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam. See, yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. Abu Amr Malik, came to Medina Munawwara to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam. And he said, I encourage you, O Muhammad, I'm asking you, I'm pleading to you, if you can send to us a group of qurra, who know the Quran and who are experts of the Quran. And if you can send them and they can teach our community Islam and the Quran. Rasulullah said, fine, I'll do it. MashaAllah, from there, you understand Rasulullah was not Alimul Ghaib. If Rasulullah was Alimul Ghaib and Rasulullah knew the unseen, why would Rasulullah put his colleagues and companions into the mouth of death? Rasulullah sent 70 Sahaba. And those 70 Sahaba were martyred by the enemy. Two escaped, so there were 68 that were killed. On the, it's called Sariya Biri Ma'una. Inshallah, you can have a look. It happened around 4 AH in the life of the Messenger of Allah in the month of Safar. In 4 AH, it happened after the Battle of Badr. Sorry, the Battle of Uhud. So in 4 AH, in the beginning, in the month of Safar, just look it up. Inshallah, Sariya to Biri Ma'una. 1099 CE. What happened with the crusaders that came into Jerusalem, into Baitul Maqdis? What happened? They killed 70,000 Muslims in the Aqsa compound. 70,000. Blood, people had their legs drowned in blood. What happened? This was done by the crusaders. Go forward, 1258 CE, 1258. Halaku Khan, in 13 days, in January 1258, and then it went into February. In 13 days, this individual killed 1.6 million Muslims. 1.6 million. You know the areas of Iraq, waghaira, the Dajla, the river Euphrates, become dark black because of the ink of the kitabs that they destroyed. Entire libraries were destroyed. Some say the water turned red because of the blood of the martyrs. 1.6 million. You go to 1857, these very colonizers, the British, you know, we're just talking about history. This is what they've done. And this is, يُرِيدُونَ لَيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. What did they do? In the Maidan of Shamli, on the 10th of May, 1857, they killed Huffaz and Ulama in their thousands. The people who have recorded it, mashallah, you can ask AI afterwards how many people were killed. You know what they'll tell you? Sorry, there's no record. Sorry, there is no record. Why? Because there is no figure. There were thousands of Muslims that were killed, and they were all Huffaz of the Quran, and they were ulama and people who had knowledge of the Quran. What did they do? They killed them, and then they hung them on trees. And these are the very people who give us the lesson of, mashallah, human rights. These are the very people who are giving us lessons for human rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this is going to happen. It is happening now. Media distortion, media propaganda. Nowadays, how are Muslims painted in the media? I don't need to tell you. What they are doing in regards to our youth, you know, you call it moral corruption. moral corruption. This is yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. That's how they're doing it. Okay, you got the LGBTQ agenda. Okay, and then you've got, I don't know, wallahu alam, there are so many things, be it on social media, TikTok, music, you got films, and you, our children in the field of entertainment, this is what you call yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. They will try and do it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told me and you, inshallah, they are never going to succeed. You know, I'm just going to tell you very, very briefly, inshallah, about this ayat of the Quran. About this ayat. You know, ask yourselves, what is my duty? What is your duty? I quoted the hadith in the beginning of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, Bada'a al-Islamu ghariba. Islam started strange. Wasaya'udu ghariba. And towards the end of time, it will become a strange religion. People don't want to know about it. Why? Because of media propaganda. People are not want to know about Islam. But you know what Allah says? The Messenger of Allah said, "Fatuba lil ghuraba." Glad tidings for the strangers who stick with Islam and who stay with Islam. For me and you, my zimmedari, your zimmedari, our responsibility is you. Are you going to be amongst those people who are the strange ones that will remain attached to the Quran? Give an Islamic identity to our children. Because you know what the West are doing? They are removing the identity of our Muslims. You know what they are also doing? They are destroying the family structure and the fabric of our entire communities. You know what they're doing? Feminism, liberalism. You must rebel against the Islamic family structure. This is what is happening. This is all yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. You ask yourselves, you hold steadfast to the Quran. You hold steadfast to the Quran. That is the nur of Allah. And you know what is beautiful? MashaAllah. Look what Allah says. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. They intend to blow out the light of Allah. You ask yourself, do you blow out a light or do you blow out a fire and a flame? What do you blow out? Do you blow out a flame? Do you blow out a fire? Or do you blow out light? You blow out a flame, a fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying they are trying to blow out the light of Allah. In other words, Allah ta'ala is, how can someone blow out light? You blow out the flame. You blow out the fire. Allah Ta'ala is highlighting their futility, their stupidity, their tragedy. They think they are going to blow out the light of Allah. And you know, then Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you, the manifestation of the light of Allah in this world, in one sense, physical light of Allah is what? You tell me. The sun. Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you, can you even compare the light of Allah with your light? No matter how much light you mashallah, light in the world, you can get a 1 million, 1 million volt bulb. Is that going to give you the light of the entire world? Look at the sun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun, which is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sun gives light to the entire world. When you wake up in the morning, and not only sun is life, sun is energy. Where are you going to bring that from? The sun goes onto the ocean and mashallah, it stands up with vapors. It goes into the clouds and then mashallah, you got rain. Mashallah, you know, where do you get your vitamin D from? From the light of the sun. Where do you get so much of the plant growth? Where do you get that from? You get it from the sun. Allah is saying, you think you can compare with the nur of Allah? It's impossible. And then mashallah, there's so many other beautiful things connected to the ayat of the Quran. But inshallah, next time, inshallah, we'll try and highlight it. The ayat is so beautiful. Inshallah, we'll go on to yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah and to try and explain the ayat whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one side he says yuriduna liyutfi'u. That is a verb. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi, that is a noun. And in the Arabic language, a noun has permanency. Whereas a verb is temporary. Allah is saying they will try, they will fail, they will try, they will fail. It'll continue, but they will fail. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has already completed His light. It's already a done deal. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Walau karihal kafirun. You know, I'll finish on this, inshallah. You know what the word kufra means? The word kafara means to bury. It means to hide. That's why a farmer is called a kafir. Yu'jibu zurra'. You know, you will find, inshallah, in Surah Al-Fatih. Allah Ta'ala calls a farmer kuffar. A kafir. Why? Because he hides the seed. Allah is saying, وَرَوْ كَرِهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though who are hiding the truth, they will not like it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying Allah will complete his light, no matter what. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us on the right side of history. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst the strange ones. As mentioned in the hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim, wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah. Hayya ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, just a few announcements, inshallah. Someone has parked on Paddington Road on the double yellow line. Please, inshallah, if you can either leave straight after Jumu'ah, or if you want, mashallah, you know, there is a possibility you might get a ticket. So, inshallah, please just be very, very careful. If you're parking on Paddington Road on the double yellow line, you just need to be very, very careful, inshallah. The second announcement, inshallah, this coming Sunday, there is an open day. So if you have non-Muslim neighbors, inshallah, it is important, inshallah, that we try and connect them to the masjid, especially in the current environment of Islamophobia, discrimination. It is maybe, you know, it's good that we bring them to the masjid. Maybe they can see, okay, what the Muslims stand for. So this will be this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So inshallah, please bring along your neighbors, whatever time you can have, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Just bring someone along, inshallah, a neighbor. Just drive them here, inshallah. At least we can say we did something to try and raise awareness. Because, you know, the biggest da'wah is your character. Inshallah, you can become an ambassador of the Quran by way of your character. And the next announcement, inshallah, is in regards to Brother Nuruddin, who makes a collection every first week of the month. Inshallah, rather than this week, he will make the collection next week. And the reason why, inshallah, so you can come loaded, inshallah. Okay, it's just encouraging for everyone, inshallah. Whatever you have, inshallah, bring your cards along, inshallah. Whatever loose change you have, inshallah. You know, in the environment that we are living through, our brothers and sisters in Gaza, they are the ones who need your donation the most. And if you get any pleas, you know, if you get any pleas for the people of Sudan as well, like currently they are in a very, very dire state as well. So inshallah, you know, when a government is supporting the havoc and the massacres that are happening, okay, not many people, they don't stand a chance. So inshallah, you know, the people of Sudan, please do remember them in your du'as as well, and all over the world, especially Gaza, waghera. And inshallah, the last announcement, our Haji Sahib, Haji Riaz, mashallah, they are opening a shop next week in Harlow. So this is next Saturday. They're opening a shop. It'll open at 12 o'clock. You're going to have opening offers, inshallah. So there will be butchers as well. You get halal meat. It's called Al-Aqsa Butchers and World Foods. So inshallah, everyone is inshallah encouraged to go there, inshallah. So next week, Saturday, 12 p.m., inshallah, they will open. So inshallah, we will have a dua as well. And inshallah, thereafter, they will open, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات وبفضله تفيض الخيرات والبركات أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله عز وجل. عباد الله، يقول ربنا تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هذه الآية العظيمة تبشر المؤمنين بأن أعداء الله مهما اجتمعوا ومهما خططوا فلن يستطيعوا إطفاء نور الله ولن يقدروا على محو دين الإسلام، ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره. أيها الأحبة، إن أعداء الإسلام اليوم في الغرب وغيرهم يحاولون جاهدين أن يطفئوا هذا النور بعدة طرق، منها تشويه صورة الإسلام في الإعلام وفي الأقلام وفي الكتب، يصفون الإسلام بالإرهاب والتخلف ليصرفوا الناس عنه، ونشر الشبهات، يطعنون في القرآن ويشككون في السنة، ويحاولون فصل الشباب المسلم عن دينه، والغزو الفكري والحروب والاحتلال والضغط على المسلمين المتمسكين بدينهم، يضيقون على الحجاب ويهاجمون تعليم القرآن ويضعون القوانين التي تعادي الإسلام. ومع كل هذه المحاولات يبقى وعد الله صادقا: الإسلام ينتشر والقلوب تهتدى والمساجد تعمر وحملة القرآن يزدادون. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق، لا يضرهم من خالفهم، لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. رواه مسلم رحمه الله. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، وثبتوا على هذا الدين، وكونوا من أنصار نوره، ودفعوا الباطل بالحق، ودفعوا الشبه بالعلم، ودفعوا الفساد بالتقوى والعمل الصالح. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم، ملك بر رؤوف الرحيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه. عباد الله، اعلموا أن هذه الدنيا دار ابتلاء، وأن أعداء الله سيستمرون في محاولاتهم، ولكن عزاؤنا في وعد الله الصادق: والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. فلنكن عباد الله من جنود النور، نحمل القرآن في قلوبنا، ونزهر الإسلام في أخلاقنا، وندعو إلى الحق بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. ثم صلوا وسلموا على الرحمة المهدات، فقد أمركم الله سبحانه وتعالى بذلك، فقال: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم اجعل لهم من كل هم فرجا، ومن كل ضيق مخرجا، ومن كل بلاء عافية. اللهم اجعلنا من أنصار دينك وحملة كتابك والمتمسكين بسنة نبيك. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please, inshallah, make space for the brothers at the back. Brothers at the back, inshallah, please just walk in, inshallah, you'll find space.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين،
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب وهو يدعى إلى الإسلام والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت.
الله اكبر. سبحان ربي الاعلى. سبحان ربي الاعلى. الله اكبر. الله اكبر. الله أكبر.
تحيات الله والصلوات والتشهد السلام عليك يا نبي الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا من الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.